Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's get real for a minute. Have you ever felt like life just keeps throwing curveballs? Like, one moment you're feeling totally on top of things, the next you're tripping over your own feet, right? Well, guess what? You are not alone. That messy, unpredictable journey is part of what makes life so interesting and sometimes downright hilarious. Today, we're diving headfirst into a concept that can be tough to swallow. Embracing imperfection and failure. Now, before you start hitting the panic button, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about being perfectly put together all the time. It's about finding strength and resilience in the face of setbacks. Think of it like this. Life is a lot like that sourdough starter we all tried to make during lockdown. It takes time, patience, and sometimes a whole lot of troubleshooting before you get that beautiful, bubbly loaf. And even then, there are bound to be days where your bread doesn't rise quite right. So, how do we turn those failed loaves into something delicious? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you embrace imperfection and failure like a true Stoic champion. 1. Reframe your perspective. Ever heard the saying, failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of success, seriously. Think about your favorite entrepreneurs, they didn't get there overnight. They probably had a whole buffet of failures along the way. The key is to see those setbacks as learning opportunities, stepping stones on your path to greatness. 2. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens in life, right? But what we can control is our response to those things. Stoicism is all about focusing on our own actions and thoughts, letting go of the stuff outside our circle of influence. So instead of dwelling on what went wrong, channel your energy into figuring out how you can do things differently next time. 3. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, not a superhero. It's okay to make mistakes, heck, it's inevitable. Instead of beating yourself up over a slip-up, treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you would offer a good friend who is struggling. 4. Seek out growth. Remember that whole learning opportunity thing we talked about? Now's your chance to put it into action. When you encounter a setback, ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I grow stronger because of it? 5. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for the grand finale to acknowledge your accomplishments. Celebrate those little victories along the way. Did you manage to stick to your workout routine even when you were tired? Awesome. Did you finally tackle that project that's been looming over you? High five. Those small wins add up, and they remind us that we're capable of amazing things, imperfections and all. Think about a time when you really messed up. Maybe you bombed a presentation, forgot someone's birthday, or tripped and spilled your coffee on yourself in front of everyone. We've all been there. How did you react? Did you wallow in self-pity, or did you try to learn from the experience? Now imagine that same situation, but with a stoic mindset. Instead of letting the setback define you, you acknowledge it, learn from it, and move forward with grace and resilience. That's the power of embracing imperfection. It allows us to grow stronger and wiser, one failed loaf at a time. Okay, so let's recap. Embrace those imperfections. See setbacks as opportunities for growth. Practice self-compassion, focus on what you can control, and celebrate your small wins along the way. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. So enjoy the ride with all its ups, downs, and perfectly imperfect moments. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you deal with failure? What's your biggest lesson learned from a time when things didn't go as planned? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, keep building that stoic core one imperfect day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.